Opinion is that the world was created in Tishrei. But Tishrei noldu avos, and Tishrei aravos Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei. But Tishrei mesu avos, and Tishrei the avos hakadoshim Avram and Yitzchak Avram and Yaakov died in Tishrei. Pesach nolad Yitzchak in Pesach Yitzchak was born. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sar, Rach, V'chana. Those were the days that Sar, Rach, V'chana, who are all people who were unable to have children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and helped them have children. B'Rishana, Yatzi, Yosef, Beis Asurin. And Rosh Hashanah is the day that Yosef HaTzadik went out of prison. B'Rishana, Bitla, Avoida, Avodaseinu, B'Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah was the day where the Avos HaKadoshim stopped working in Mitzrayim. And B'Nissan Nigalu, and he continues to say that Klal Yisrael was freed from Mitzrayim in Nissan. But he says, B'Nissan, B'Tishrei, Sidin Lagol, on Tishrei, that's when Klal Yisrael will have Mashiach. So the Mashal points out that according to Rabbi Elazar, that B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, it means on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and that was the day when Adam HaRishon was created. And as the Mashal explains, the world was created because of Adam HaRishon. That was the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that was the day that is a Rosh Hashanah, because he continues to explain. We know that that was the day that Adam HaRishon was created was the very same day where he did the Aveira with the Eitz Hadas. So since he did the Aveira with the Eitz Hadas on that day, and that was the day that he was judged for his Aveira, the first Aveira that occurred, and he was judged that day, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued that way, that we are all judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Sfas Emes says that the asks the Brisa sort of keeps on changing its terminology. One time it says B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sar Rakhana, and on the other hand it says B'Tishrei. So why does the Brisa sometimes call it Rosh Hashanah and one time call it B'Tishrei? So the Mashal explains. So the Sfas Emes explains this when we say that the Avos were born in Tishrei. So he says that's understandable, because when the Avos were born, there was no Rosh Hashanah in the world yet. But how do we understand the other things that happen in Rosh Hashanah, why the Braisa uses different wording? He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no concept of Rosh Hashanah, there was no concept of Mishpat. However, once the world was created, and as we just said, like the Mashal teaches us, that was the day Adam HaRishon did the Aveira, that's when it gets done. So anything that's connected to that is called Rosh Hashanah. So we said, B'Tishrei Nolda Avos, explains the Mashal. That refers, as when we learned the Gemara, we explained, it refers to Avram Yaakov. Yitzchak, because Avram and Yaakov represent Chesed, and Rosh Hashanah is the day that we all hope and pray for Chesed. So that's why Avram and Yaakov were born on Rosh Hashanah. Yitzchak, who is the representation of Gvura, was born on Pesach. Sfas Emes says that when it says B'Nishrei Nolda Avos, it doesn't mean that they were necessarily born on Rosh Hashanah. They were born in the course of the month of Tishrei, but not necessarily on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why he says this, that they were born in Tishrei, is not mentioned together with everything else that's mentioned here. Because the other things happen on Rosh Hashanah. Nifkad Asar Rachel, Rachel, Rachel Chana. But Tishrei, when it says that the Avos were born in Tishrei, it doesn't necessarily mean Rosh Hashanah. It could mean any day during Tishrei. So the Brisa said, "Rosh Hashanah nifkad asar rochav v'chana." And Rashi explains that that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and declared that they would have children. It doesn't necessarily mean that they got pregnant on those days. However, I did see that the Kliyoker seems to follow that they actually got pregnant. That was the day that they actually got pregnant. Why was Rosh Hashanah the day that Yosef HaTzadik went out of the jail? So I saw that many explained, the Yaakov explains, and many other Mefarshim explain. As we're still going to learn in our Masechta, Rosh Hashanah is the day that all of the world passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimnei Meroim, that all of Christ, that every person is judged. And therefore, that was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu again wanted to decide, should Yosef be worthy of coming out of jail or not? So the Chasam Sofer asks the question, if our Gemara is saying that Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef and Beis Asurim, the Pasuk says that on the day that Yosef was taken out of jail, that was the day that he changed, he shaved and took a haircut. If it's Rosh Hashanah, and we know that the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, they fulfilled everything it says in the Torah, how could he have done so on Rosh Hashanah? So one teretz is that it wasn't he who did it. Somebody else shaved him and cut his hair, and therefore it wasn't Issa Deraisa. He also explains that at that point, we weren't yet obligated in fulfilling the Torah. Yes, the others fulfilled the entire Torah, but not that they were obligated to do it. So if you're obligated to keep Yontif, of course, you're not allowed to be Mechal Yontif, says the Chasam Sofer, under any circumstances. But here, where there is a concept of Kvoid Malchus, and there is not yet an obligation to keep Yontif, Kvoid Malchus supersedes Yosef's obligation to keep Rosh Hashanah. The Brice also said, Rosh Hashanah Botla Avoida B'Mavitzrayim. So, points out Tosfos that even though we stopped working on Rosh Hashanah, but the actual Makis began on Nisan. And the Mashar explains that the reason it waited until Rosh Hashanah, if the Makis began on Rosh Hashanah, on Nisan, so they should have stopped working in Nisan, explains the Mashar, because as we've been speaking previously, Shurim, the Shofar represents freedom. That's why, as we learned, the Shofar is blown in Yovel to the cross and draw Ba'aretz. It represents freedom. Since the Shofar represents freedom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have to stop work, that we should stop working specifically on Rosh Hashanah to represent freedom. So Kedushas Levi points out that we're learning in our Gemara a machlokes. When was Nivra Olam? Was it in Tishrei or Nisan? He says that there really is no machlokes. Both can be correct. Because he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim, B'shvil Torah Shenikra Reishis, B'shvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is for Klal Yisrael. So although he explains the world was created in Tishrei, it wasn't yet clear, it wasn't yet understood why was the world created. Only after Nisan came and Klal Yisrael went out in Mitzrayim, and that's when we all came to the recognition that Hashem Hu Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world, and we're his servants. So they're both right. But Tishrei Nivra Olam, that's when the world was created. But it didn't really come to a Tachlis. The Tachlis didn't come until Tishrei. And I saw that the Tver Shloima explains that the Pasuk says, V'loi Ova Hashem Hashchisecha. The word Ava means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, Rotzen, something that you want to do is called Avis. But Tishrei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world for Tzadikim. B'tishrei nolda avos. Avos represented tzaddikim, the people who do the Ritzon Hashem. That's why it's most appropriate that that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create the world. Din Yaakov explains, as we said a moment ago, that the Gemara said that Yosef was remembered and freed on Rosh Hashanah. He explains that what was the mistake that Yosef made. So you all recall that Yosef said to the Sar Mashkim, Ki im zechartani, that you should remember me. And he put his faith in a human being instead of putting his faith in Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we remember that we are really all in the hands of Hashem. So Yosef, whose error was that he relied on somebody else, that's why Rosh Hashanah is the day to remind Yosef, the only one to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw another pshat from the Shem Shmuel. He says, we know that when Rachel named her son Yosef, the purpose of naming him that way was as she said, Yosef li ben Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had this son, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she was mispalul, should be Yosef, she should have more children. Says the Shem Shmuel. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. What Rosh Hashanah is a day for us to consider, where do we stand in our Avodas Hashem, and how can we improve and grow in Avodas Hashem? So the day of Rosh Hashanah is such a day, explains the Shem Shmuel, that is so connected to what Yosef HaTzadik represents, and that's why it was most appropriate that Yosef should have been born on, that Yosef should have been saved on Rosh Hashanah. Agamara just said that Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that B'tishrei Nivra Olam, and even though they were freed from Mitzrayim in Nisan, B'tishrei Sidna L'gol. As we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Shua's opinion is B'nisan is Sidna L'gol. So the Turi Evin asks, we know that the Gemara Masechta Ervin says that Mashiach could come every day. One of the fundamentals of our faith is a chakaloi b'chol yom shiyavai, that we believe that Mashiach could come every day. So how could the Gemara indicate that Mashiach will come either in Tishrei or in Nisan, where we have to believe the Mashiach could come at any time? So he explains that there are two times the Mashiach could come. One is Be'ita, there's a special designated time by when Mashiach will come. And then there's Achishana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could hasten the coming of Mashiach. So explains the Turi Evin. When we speak about Achishana, that indeed could be at any moment. Achakaloi b'chol yom shiyavai. But when we speak about Be'itai, when we speak about the preordained time, that is what the Gemara is referring to either being in Nisan and Tishrei. The Sfasemis distinguishes between the Geula and the Beis Mashiach. He says Mashiach could come at any time, any day. However, Mashiach, Beis HaMashiach, will only be the forerunner to the actual Geula Shleima. The Geula Shleima is what the Gemara here is referring to, and what the Gemara is saying, that the Geula Shleima is going to be either in Tishrei or Nisan. I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains that the Gemara just said, Be Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sara Rachel V'chana. So he says that we know that in the Tefillahs and Rosh Hashanah, we speak about that those were the day in the Tefillahs and in the Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, the concept over here is a concept, interesting words that the Satmar Rebbe uses, a concept of a Schata de Gula. That Sar Rivka V'chana were Nifkad, they were remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua on Rosh Hashanah. That is the attitude that we ought to have to every year Rosh Hashanah. That when we look at Rosh Hashanah, we look at it as a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do tremendous Nisan. And from that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring the Yeshua for all of us. And that's why the Gemara teaches us that that's what happened on Rosh Hashanah. And then I saw that Shem Shmuel goes on to explain that we know that Yosef is always called Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is a person that is called a tzaddik. What is the definition, he explains, of a tzaddik? He says the definition of a tzaddik is an individual who is always doing tshuva. Nishan represents a person who's always doing tshuva. So says the Shem Shmuel. That's why it's most appropriate that Yosef HaTzadik was freed on Rosh Hashanah, because tzidkus represents tshuva, and Rosh Hashanah, which as we know is the first day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the days that we do tshuva, that is why it's most appropriate that Nisan, that Tishrei, should be the day that Yosef should be freed from prison. Continues the Gemara. Yeshua, however, holds but Nisan Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Nisan. But Nisan, although Avos Avram and Yaakov were born in Nisan. But Nisan, May Sovis, that was the month in which they passed away. But Pesach Noel Yitzchak, Pesach was when Yitzchak was born. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sar Rachel Chana. Rosh Hashanah, Yotzi Yosef Beis Asurin. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodah Mevetzenim Mitzrayim. That was the day that we stopped working in Mitzrayim. Benissen Negalu, or Benissen Asidim Negal. So, going back to the Machlokes that we just learned, that there's a machlokes when we were freed and when we are going to be freed, is I saw that the Mezhet Tzur Rebbe explains that what is this machlokes, what's the way to understand machlokes. He says that Reb Yeshua's opinion is that just like in Nisan we were freed with Nisan, as we of course know, Yetzias Mitzrayim was replete with incredible Nisan, with theoretical miracles. So, as Rabbi Yeshua hold, that the Gula Shlema, which will be coming, B'mehir B'yameinu, will be a time of tremendous Nisan. Whereas Rabbi Lez's opinion is, Nisan, which as we're learning is the time when the world was created, explains the Mezhet Tzur Rebbe, is Derech HaTeva. Tishrei represents, so to speak, the nature, the way the world runs. And what the Gemara means to say, according to Belezer, Mashiach won't necessarily come with tremendous miracles. It'll be just part of the course of the world that we will see the Zgalus of Mashiach Tzidkenu M'her Yemeinu. Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Lemberger Rav, explains that this Gemara that we just discussed, when the Gula was and when the Gula will be, is how we understand how we begin the Haggadah every year when we say Holach Ma'anya. And as we conclude the Holach Ma'anya, we say Hashata Hocho L'shon Abba Ba'ad Yisrael, Hashata Avdei L'shon Abba B'nei Chayim. Which the question is that it's a redundancy. We're saying twice that a Mitzvah Shem Mashiach is coming. Why do we have this redundancy? So he says that the Baal Haggadah wants to address, according to both opinions that we have now stated about when the Gula will begin. According to Bishud, as we just said, B'nissen Nigalu, B'nissen Asidim Nigalim. So that's why we say that by Mitzrayim, they stopped working Rosh Hashanah before, as we learned, before they actually were redeemed. So too, the Tishrei before Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, we will already have stopped working. So now, we can understand the statement. According to Yeshua, Hashata Hocho, L'shana Hababa Ad Yisrael. Because Nisan Nigalu, or B'nisan Nisidim Nigal, so this Nisan, we're unfortunately still in Galus. Coming Tishrei will stop the Shibud Malchus, and that by next year, Nisan will be freed. However, according to Belezer, that says, B'nissen Nigal B'tishra Sidim L'gol. So we're going to, the best we can hope for is that by next year Nissen, we won't be working anymore, so that by the following Tishrei, we will have Mashiach Tzadkenu. So next year, because we need 6 months before, and it's already Pesach, and we're still working for the Umas Olam. So the best we could hope for is not that, like Rav Yeshua hopes, says, that it could be a situation of a Shata Hochel Shana Ba'ad Yisrael. That means we are now in Golus, but within 6 months or before next year Pesach, hopefully we will be stopping to work for the Umas Olam, and therefore by next year Pesach we could have the Gula Shleima. If we haven't stopped working now, and Rabbi Lezer holds Mashiach has to come at Tishrei, the best we could hope for is not that next year we'll have Mashiach, but at least by next year, hopefully by next year, we will no longer be Meshubed Hashata Avdei. This year we're Avodim, but we hope that by next year we will be Bnei Chayrim. Says the Martanya Rabbi Lezer Omer, Menayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam. So what is the source? He says that I say that the world was created in Tishrei. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, V'yoyim Elokim, Tachei Aoretz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera, Eitz Pri. Tachei means that when the earth starts, when the earth is full of it, what grows from it. Eizah Chodesh Aoretz Mel Deshoim, when are the fields full of grass? The ilam ale peiros and the trees are full of fruits. Have oima Tishrei. It's the month of Tishrei. Oisa perik, and that is the time zman revia hoisa. It's the time when it started to rain. Yor de gshamim, and the rain came down with simchu, and all of these things that grow started to come out. Shnema ve'ed yalam aretz, as the pasuk says that was the time when the rain came. And even though, as the Aruch Laner points out, rain actually comes in Cheshvan, not in Tishrei, but it was close enough. Rabbi Shua, however, disagrees. And he says, Menayin Shebe Nisan Nivra Olam. How do we know that the world was created in Nisan? Shenema V'Toyse Aretz Desha Eisa Mazriya Zera V'Eitz Oisa Pri. The Torah uses the words V'Toyse. When do the trees start giving their fruit? Have Oyman Nissen. It says Rabbi Yeshua further. That's when the time animals start to mate. As we discussed earlier on Daf Ches, Shenemav, the pasuk says, Loshu Chor Matsoin, Vamakum Yat for Bor, Yisroyo Af Yeshiru. And we learned, when is the time? The lof shachar matzoyim, that when is the time that animals conceive? It's the time when Yisrayu af Yeshiru, when the stalks start getting hard, and when they bang each other, it sounds like they're making noise. Ask the Gemara, Vidach Nami, how Rabbi Lezer explained this pasuk that Soksiv eats Oisapri? Answers the Gemara, Hahu lebrachas l'dar suksiv. He's going to say that this is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that everything that grows in the world should be able to grow further and multiply. Ask the Gemara, v'idach nami, how will Rabbi Shua explain the pasuk v'eitz pri, that seems that when the world was created, everything was already in a state like it looks like in Tishrei? Answers the Gemara, he's going to use that pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught us. Don Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol mas bereishis, everything that was created, b'kamasam nivru, were created in their full. Usually we know a baby is born, or even an animal is born, it's not born at its full maturity. Here, everything that was born at the beginning of the creation of the world was born at the full creation. L'datam nivru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, do you want to be created? L'tzivyonim nivru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, is the shape and form that you have, the shape and form that satisfies you, how to be created? And says Shenema, and he says, because the pasuk says V'chul Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam Atikri Tzvam El Tzvyonim. This was the shape and form that they took, and they were asked, "Is this the shape? Is this the shape and form that you are satisfied to be with?" So I saw The Ben Yoyada has a different explanation. He says that when the Gemara says Nivru, we know that everything in this world has a malach that controls them in Shamayim. And this Gemara of Letzivyonim Nivru was not just that they were satisfied with their creation, but the Malachim, who are the ones that control their existence in their world, were also consulted in their creation. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Omer Menayin Shabtishrei Nolda Avos. How do we know that Tishrei was the month in which the Avos were born? It says the Gemara Shnemar. The pasuk says V'yikalu Al Melech Shloima Kol Ish Yisrael B'Yerech Haysonim B'Chag. The pasuk calls that month, which is Chodesh Tishrei, the Yerech Haysonim. Yerech, why is it called Yerech Haysonim? Because it's the Yerech, it's the month, Shanolda by Yisani Olam. The strong ones in the world were created that month. My Mashma, ask the Gemara, and who are the strong ones? The strong ones that represent the foundation of the world, who are they? The Avos. Ask the Gemara, from where do we see that Esam means strong? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says that Bilam says regarding Yisroi, Esam mishavecha, you were chose to connect yourself to Klal Yisroel and be in a strong place. Vaymer, and the pasuk says in Micha, Shimu har misriv Hashem veyisonim moizdei aretz. Vaymer, called out the Hine Zaba, Bedalak al Harim, Bekapes al Kvarim, al Gvois. Bedalak al Harim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yeshua, bring Mashiach, jump ahead of its time, Beschus Avos. Bekapes al Gvois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Mashiach, come jump ahead to bring the Mashiach, will be Beschus Himas. So we see that they're considered the Esonei Olam, and they, the Gemara says, came in Tishrei. Rabbi Shua, however, disagrees and says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua, I'm a Menayin, Shem and Nisan, and all the others. I know that the others were born in Nisan. Shneva, he be Shmarim, Shon of Abba, Me, Shon of Lutzes, Bnei Yisrael, Me, Eretz, Mitzrayim, Bishon Arvias, Bechoydus Ziv, Huachoydus Hashani. And what's the reason it's called Choydus Ziv? Says the Gemara, Beyerech, Shonol, the boy, Ziv Sonei Ha'olam. It's the month of Eir. As the Chodesh Hashani, it's the second month after the Avos were born. The question is, why is Chodesh Iyar called Ziv? Because explains the Ritva. The Avos who shine, who glow, were already, if they were born in Nisan, so it should say that Nisan is the Chodesh Ziv. Why is Iyar, which is the month after they were born, called the Chodesh Ziv? So the Ritva explains they weren't born at the beginning of Nisan. They were born sometime during the month of Nisan. Since they were born sometime during the month of Nisan, the entire Nisan cannot be called Chodesh Ziv. And that's why we wait for Iyar, where they were already in the world for the entire time of the month of Iyar, and that's why Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that Ziv here is not referring specifically to the months. Nisan ought to be called Chodesh Ziv, but we're really referring to here to the seasons of the year. And Iyar is certainly always, Ziv is the spring season, and Iyar is always in existence during Chodesh, during the Tkufa of Ziv, during the season of Ziv. Ask the Gemara V'idach Nami, Rabbi Shua, who learns that the Avos were born in Nisan, but what will he do with the pasuk that we learned, B'Yerech HaSonim? Says the Gemara Hasam, when the pasuk calls Nisan Yerech Haysonim, it has a different explanation. It means the Tekifah b'mitzvahs. Nisan, we know, is the month that's replete with so many mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, what Rebbe Lezer do Haksib Chodesh Ziv, that indicates that they were born in the spring? Says the Gemara, who? That pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha. Disba Ziv Leilani. That's the time when the trees blossom. Don Rav Yehuda, high man the nafik b'yoyim in Nisan. If somebody goes out during the Nisan month V'chazi lani mavali, and he sees as the new trees are blossoming, he should make a bracha. Baruch shleichisim ha'ilamai klum, u'bar bar b'riyas tovus v'ilanas tovus, l'sanas b'am b'nei Adam. And that's why it's called Chai Deziv, to represent that wonderful occurrence that happens every year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the trees to blossom. So I saw that the Shas Tshuvas Hilchos Ketanis, based on this Gemara, says that it would be most appropriate that when somebody is saying the Brichas Ilanis, that he should try to go to a place where there are two trees that are blossoming. Because here it says, Roy Iloni. Iloni is a Lashon Rabbim. And therefore, if it's at all possible to go to a place where there are two trees blossoming, that is preferable. The Shas Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov in Chelek Arachaim Simen Nun Vav asks, could we make a Bruchas Arlonis on a tree that's Arlo? On one hand, as we discussed, we're not allowed to have any Hanoah, we're not allowed to have any benefit from Arla. So since we're not allowed to have any benefit from Arla, it doesn't seem that that is the tree that we should make the bracha on. On the other hand, he says that even though we may not have benefit from Arla, the Akum may have benefit from Arla. And Akum, of course, are members of the world. And it should be allowed to make the Brichas Ilanis on Arla. So therefore, he paskins the lechatchila, one should not make the Brichas Ilanis on an Arla tree, but b'dieved he can. However, he also says that that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, where, as we discussed, Hilchos Arla are not as strict in Chutz La'aretz as they are in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, we can make a Brichas Ilanis on Arla. The Chibina Rav held that one can make Birchas Ilonis even on the Arla tree. Another discussion that the Poskim have, Al-Gemara says, Hayman the Nofik B'yomi Nisan. So the question is, does it have to be Nisan? If somebody, for whatever reason, did not make the Birchas Ilonis in Nisan, whether he wasn't able to, or whether there were no blossoming trees, can he make Birchas Ilanis in a later month, an year, when he sees trees blossoming? The Mishnah Berura in Simen Resh Chav Vav, Sif Katan Aleph, says that when the Gemara says, Yomei Nisan, Urcha de Milsan Nakid, that's typically when trees blossom. That's why the Gemara spoke about saying the Birchas Ilanis in Nisan, but not that it necessarily has to be Birch in Nisan. And so too is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that let's say somebody saw a tree blossoming, and then for 30 days he did not see a tree blossoming. Does he even though normally if somebody made a bracha, and then the occasion for that bracha didn't come up for another 30 days, he makes the bracha again. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that is not the halacha regarding this shaila, and you only make the bracha of Birchas Ilanis once. You don't make that bracha more than once. Man dama b'nissen nol d'ovis. The man dama that says that the ovis were born in Nissen, b'nissen mesu. Then he also holds that was the month where they passed away. And on the other hand, says the Gemara, man da amr, b'tishrei noldu, the man dama says that they were born in Tishrei, is of the opinion, b'tishrei mesu. Shnema, why would we say that they were born and passed away in the same month? Because the pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu says v'yom alem b'mei v'esrim shana anoichi hayoyim. Shen tam alem hayoyim. Why does the pasuk use the word hayoyim? Ma tam alem hayoyim. What is the pasuk trying to teach us with that word to teach us hayoyim? There was the day that I was born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills a person's life exactly to the day they were born. And as the Gra explains, that a person comes to the world to accomplish something. If he passes away on the day that he was born, that is indication, that is a clear indication that he has fulfilled his shlichus. He has fulfilled his shlichus to what he was came to the world. So I saw a beautiful pshat. The Sfas Emes was nifter when he was 52 years old, a young man. When his children came home from the Levaya, the Imri Emes, his son, said, at least our father had Arichas Yomim. And his brothers didn't understand what he was saying. Arichas Yomim, they said to him, our father was nifter, he was 52 years old. He said, pay attention to what I said. He said, I didn't say he had Arichas Shonim. He didn't live many years. He had Arichas Yomim. What is the definition of Arichas Yomim? He said, Arichas Yomim means that every day was a full day. He used every day of his life to accomplish something. And that's what the pasuk means. As mispa yomecha amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the malish neseim tzadikim, miyoyim liyoyim. From every day. So I saw that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that when it says miyoyim liyoyim, it usually means from the day, not that they were born, but the day of their bris. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to that halacha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, we know, was noiled mohol. Since he was born noiled mohol, that's why we don't count from the day that he had his bris milah. Rather, we count from the day that he was actually born. Furthermore, we could understand, based on this Gemara, why in some communities, the day of somebody's yard site is a day that we give a kiddush, it's a day that we give a l'chaim, it should be a day of sorrow that the tzaddik was nifter. But if, as we're explaining, the day that somebody is nifter is a representation that he accomplished what he was supposed to accomplish in this world, it makes most sense that that should be the day that we could celebrate what he accomplished in this world. Says the Gemara, Pesach Noel Yitzchak Menolan. We learned that Pesach is the day, is when Yitzchak was born. Says the Gemara, how do we know? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, L'moid Oshev Eilecha, Ke'es Chaya L'ser Ben. And we know that Moid means a Yontif. We also know that typically a woman is pregnant for 9 months. So ask the Gemara, Amos Koy, when was this story happen that it should be say? Ilayim Pesach, if it meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us them on Pesach, the Kamalei, and Hashem was saying to Avram Avinu, but Tzeres, that you'll have a baby b'moy the next Yontif, ask the Gemara, but Chamishi Yomim Mikol Yolder, is it possible to have a baby within 50 days? Elo, it must be the Koy Bat Tzeres, that it was Shavuos, the Kamalei by Tishrei. And Hashem was telling Avram, now is Shavuos, and the next Yontif Sukkos, you will have a baby. Ask the Gemara, still, a kat v'chamishi yarchim mikol yoldo, can a child be born in 5 months? Ella, it must be, the koi b'chag, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Avram Avinu on Sukkos, the Kamalei b'nissen, that by Nissen you will have a baby. Ask the Gemara, Akati, Bishita Yachim Mikoyaldo, is it possible to have a baby within 6 months? So answers the Gemara, Tana Oisashana Muberis Oisa, it was a leap year, and therefore there were 7 months between Sukkot and Pesach. Ask the Gemara, the Saif Kimad Lamar Yimei Tumba, as the Pasuk indicates, Sara Chazalias Loi Oira Kanoshim, she was able to have, became a Nida. So she didn't become pregnant right away. So we take that all into consideration. Batzrulahu, we still don't have 7 months if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in Sukkos that by the next Yontif you're going to have a baby. Answers the Gemara. Amma Mazutra, Filamanda Amma, you led this Letitia, any led this Lemuktoim, that a woman who has a baby to 9 months has to carry full 9 months, full term, to have a viable child. You let this l'shiva, but a person who has a baby after 7 months, you let this l'mukhtayim, doesn't have to carry full 7 months. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by the birth of Shmuel, v'yihi l'tkufas hayomim, v'tar chana v'tei l'bein. Shmuel was born after tkufas yomim. Mi tkufas shtayim. The definition of tkufa is a season, as we said earlier. Every season is at least 3 months. Umiyat yomim is shnayim, twice, because whatever the pasuk uses a lashon rabim, it means at least two. So we see that she had a baby after 6 months and 2 days. Rosh Hashanah, we learned niftah sar rach v'chana menolam. Amar b'loza asa b'kida b'kida. We learn agzerisha b'kida b'kida. It says by chana the word b'kida, and it says by chana the word b'kida, and asi zechira zechira, and it says by rachel v'chana the word zechira. Ksiv b'rachel v'yiskal kimas rachel v'ksiv b'chana v'yiskira Hashem v'asi zechira zechira shana. Because the pasuk when it speaks about Rosh Hashanah says Shabbos and Zichrut Truah. So we, and then the pasuk says Bekida Bekida. So we see the Torah used the word Zichroin by Rosh Hashanah, and then we learn Bekida Bekida Ksiba Chana Ki Pocket Hashem Aschana Ksiba Sara Hashem Pocket Asara. So we put all these words together. We have that they all had their Bekida on Rosh Hashanah. Al Gemara says that the Malachim came to Avram Avinu on Pesach or one of the Yom Tovim. The question is that Avram Avinu, we know, was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And we learned just recently that on Yontif, the Halacha is that Oichel Nefesh is Mutter to be done on Yontif. But we learned the Masech the Beyach of Aleph on the Beis, Hu Levada Yo'asa Lechem. Lechem So how could he thought that those malachim were of the kachavim? So how could he have prepared a yontif for of the kachavim? So I saw from Rav Simcha Zisel Brody that he didn't prepare for the malachim. What he did was that he prepared for his family. The leftovers he gave to them. And since it was only leftovers that he gave to them, That's why he was allowed to give them the leftovers that weren't prepared specifically for them, and not be a violation of the isser of cooking on Yontif for an Akum. Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Beis Asurim. We learned that Yosef left prison on Rosh Hashanah Menolon. The Ksiv Tikkun B'Chayit Shofar. That's the day, and then that refers to Rosh Hashanah, the day we blow the shofar. And then the pasuk continues to say, so we see it's connected, the Eidos, the Posh Peshad and Eidos is that Eidos means jewelry. And we know that when Yosef came out of jail and he told Paroi of the interpretation of his dream, Paroi adorned him with jewelry. Brashana Butla would say, avoid them, I would say, number Mitzrayim, Ksiv Hokhva Tesi Eskimatachs, I was married Mitzrayim, Ksiv Hosom by Yosef, Hasiroisa Mesevil Shukma. I took him out of being imprisoned in jail, and therefore, just like Rosh Hashanah was the day that Yosef was freed, so too is Rosh Hashanah the day that we stopped working in Mitzrayim. But Nissen the Galu, that we all know, Kri says, the Torah is very explicit that we were freed in Nissen. But Tishrei Sidon L'Goel, why, according to Belezer, will it be in Tishrei? Ask your Shofar Shofar. Ksiv Hachat Tikku B'Choy the Shofar. Ksiv Hasam, by Yom Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar Godel, will be on Rosh Hashanah. So the Ksam Shofar asks that how can Mashiach come on Rosh Hashanah? We know that who will be the one to tell us the Mashiach is here? Eliyahu HaNavi. And since Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one to tell us the Mashiach is here, how can Eliyahu travel on Yom Tov, go Michutz L'Tchum, to come inform us of Mashiach? So the Chasam Sofer, based on this, says a very important concept. He says that Eliyahu HaNavi, the question is, how do we look at Eliyahu HaNavi? Do we look at Eliyahu HaNavi as a person, or do we look at him as a malach? So he says, it really depends on how he reveals himself. If he reveals himself as a person, he's considered a person. If he reveals himself as a malach, then he's a malach. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi will maybe reveal himself as a malach, it won't be a problem.
And that's why he says it's not a question why Eliyahu could come on Shabbos to a bris. He goes to all the bris milas that take place in Shabbos. But of course, they're all not next to each other. He says, however, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a bris, he doesn't reveal himself as a person. He reveals himself as a malach, and therefore he's not limited to Hilchas Tchumen. Continues the Gemara, B'shur Omer, B'nissen Nigalu, U'B'nissen Asinin Lagol. According to B'shur, we were freed from Mitzrayim and Nissen, and we will be freed from the Shibud. Mashiach will come in Nissen. Nol Amakra, Leil Shmurim Hu, Leil Amashimah, that was the night that's designated from when the world was created, that will be the time when Mashiach will come. V'idach, ask the Gemara, Koin Shabbalezza, who says that B'tishrei Sidin L'gol, how does he explain the Pasuk of Leil Meshumar? The teachers, Leil HaMeshumar Ubam Azikim, that the night of Pesach is a night of Leil Shemurim. And therefore, since it's a Leil Shemurim, we have very interesting halachas that apply to that night. For example, the Arishayim that say that if the first night of Pesach falls on Friday night, so normally on a Friday night we say at the end of davening the Berachah Me'ein Sheva, the Berachah Magen Avos, which is a shmira, because the shuls used to be outside of the town. And since the shuls were outside, this was the way that they had a shmir that everybody should be protected. On Pesach, we don't have to say that brach if it's Friday night. The Maril says that we keep our doors open on the night of Pesach because it's a Leil Shmurim. But the Magen Avraham says, Heicha d'shchich hazeika, if it's dangerous to keep your door open, you ought not to keep the door open. This is the basis for the minig that many people have by Shvoich HaMoscha to open their door. Again, why? Because it's a Leil Shmurim. And this is also the source for the minig that on the night of Pesach, we don't say Krishma Alamita. But even though we don't say Krishma Alamita, that doesn't mean we shouldn't say, the Paiskim say, that we should say at least the first parsha of Krishma Alamita, say, Shema V'ahavta, that much should be recited even on the night of Pesach. We just don't recite all the other psukim and tefillahs that we normally say by Krishma Alamita. The Torah speaks about the Mabul. And when the Torah speaks about the Mabul, the Torah speaks about a number of dates. The Torah says, B'shnash sheish me'ez shon al-chai noich b'chodesh ha-sheni, b'shiv asu yoyim l'chodesh b'yoyim hazeh, nifku komayonis toim rabav ruvus shmaim niftachu. That's the day the Mabul began. And then the Pasuk says, V'hi ha-gesh malaretz, abarim yoyim v'abarim laila. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Then the Pasuk says, V'yigbru ha-mayim al-aretz chamishim umas yoyim. For 150 days, even though it wasn't raining, it was time that the water was still growing. Then the Pasuk says, V'chasru ha-mayim miktzei chamishim umas yoyim. That's when the water was receding. And then the Pasuk says, V'tonach ha-tev b'chodesh shvi b'es shiva osu yoyim l'chodesh al hari arat. 7 months after the rain stopped raining, that's when the teva came to rest. And then the Pasuk says, B'siri b'echel chodesh niru roshei ahorim. That's when you could see the top of the mountains. And then the Pasuk says, V'hi ba'achs v'sheish me'eshono b'rishim b'echel chodesh chorvu mayim ala oretz. And then the Pasuk concludes, "Ubechodesh Hashoni b'shiva esrim yoyim l'chodesh yofsha aretz." So we have all these psukim indicating the dates of what happened when the Mabul. Says the Gemara, the machloikas that we've been learning in our shiva between Reb Lezer and Meshua, when the world was created, is also the basis for another machloikas. Vazel Tamayu, the Tanya, as we just learned, the Pasuk says, "B'shnas sheis me'eshono l'chayim noyich b'chodesh sheni." B'shiva osu yoyim l'chodesh. That was the day when the world began, the Mabul began. B'shu oimer, says Rabbi Shu, osu yoyim shiva osu b'iyahayim. What was the day? That date was 17 days in Iyar. And now, to understand the next piece of the Gemara, there are 12 mazalos 12 constellations of stars. Teleh, Shah, Tumim, these are what's known as the zodiac. And the way it works is that we know the sun comes up every day on the east and goes down on the west in a cycle of 24 hours. And that cycle, the sun is aligned every month when it comes up with a different one of the constellations. So he says that day is a day that Kima, the Mazel Kima, should come up during the daytime. It goes down, it's the time that it goes down by day. And it's the time Kima represents much heat. And since Kima is heat, that's the time when the world should start drying up. However, it dries up all of the sources of water. However, says the Gemara, Mitoch Sheshinu Maseyim, the people in the time of Mabel acted inappropriately. Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alei Masa Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. V'hela Mazel Kima B'yoyim. He made that Kima should come up a day. V'notl Shnei Kechavim Mikima. He took out two stars to decrease the heat, that there should be moisture in the world. V'evi Mabel Oilem. Blazer, on the other hand, says, Oysi Yoyim Shivasu V'machesh V'nhaya. Yoyim Shemazel Kima Oile B'yoyim. It's when Kima's by day. Miyanis Miskabrim, and that's the time of the year where it's the when the winter, the fall begin, and it starts to rain. However, Mitoch Shishina Maseim, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lei Masa Bereishis, V'hela Mazel Kima B'yoyim. He made that Kima should come up a day. V'notl Shnei Kechavim. And he took two stars from Kiva, and he helped that created that V'hebi Mabel Oilem, that the Mabel should come to the world.